then have you another deep pain and stack your dishes in there, and then pour some boiling water over them and draw them out.
After you wash the dishes, you have to do what in clear water?
I say you put them in another dish pan.
Yes, ma'am.
And then you pour some more hot water over.
To do what?
And then you have your...
To do what? Little,
that's rinsing them off. From off that soap.
Yes, ma'am.
And then you have your dry rack to set them in, and they dry out, you know, and green off in it. Then you take them and put them up. And you... safe, you know.
They what? They did what in that thing? They drain off?
Green off. And a greener. You know, after you wash them out, rinse them off, you have a tray, like, you know, a wide tray, and just put them over in it and let them stay there until they dry out. And then you turn in, wipe them, and put them up in your safe.
I see. Safe is where you kept your dishes.
Yes, where I kept the dishes.
And that tray was for letting them drink?
Drain.
Did you have something you washed them with? What was that piece of cloth or rag that you washed?
I have a dishcloth.
To wash them with?
To wash them with.
And what would you use to dry them with?
Oh, I have a dishcloth, a dishcloth to dry them with.
I see. Did you, now, when you, what would you use to bathe your face with when you were, you know, when you were cleaning your face?
Well, we used...
You have a small piece of...
Well, I have a face towel and get your soap and go and bathe your face and then turn in and dry with your face towel.
That's it. And then you got your regular, the big ones you call your regular.
Yes, sir.
Bath towel?
Yes, the bath towel.
Yeah. Now, talking about the eating utensils you had, what would you eat with at the table?
Knives and forks and spoons.
Well, you put on your best, you know, if a guest was coming, what kind of dishes would you put on? Your best?
My best dishes.
Best
china.
I see. Now, did you have a kind of a, what would you put in a chicken's house, chicken's nest to make it lay, or to...
You put hay in there. I used to raise a little egg, raise it, look like a hen egg, and put those nest eggs. And they never know the difference. There you see those nest eggs in there, and they go in there and lay in that nest.
I see. What was it made out of? Was it a china egg?
No. Let me tell you, you plant the plant, and it'll grow and run up on the fence and make these eggs, just like a person that didn't know or think it's a hen egg.
Yes, ma'am.
And put those in the nest.
What would you have to keep flowers in the house, maybe?
We had vases.
I see. And what would you put in them?
You put water down in them and put some alum in it. And you put water down in that vase and put alum in there. And and that flower will be fresh for 2 weeks.
The flowers will?
The flowers that you put in there, just like you put them in there, would stay there fresh for 2 weeks.
Really? Alum was something good, wasn't it?
Yes.
What else would you use alum for?
Oh, soap though. If you hated soap though.
Could you use alum for anything else?
Well, I guess so, but I never did use it for nothing else.
Could you use it to treat a place, something where you got...
Talking about a wound or something like that?
Yeah.